certainly thankful for the presence of each and every one. We have visitors among us. We are delighted that you've chosen to come our way, and we hope that you will be encouraged and that you'll return during each and every opportunity that you have. Certainly appreciate that good prayer that David led us in a few moments ago. Appreciate Max leading us in that very encouraging, uplifting hymn, "Sing to Me of Heaven." And appreciate Steve giving us the reading of the scripture there from Hebrews chapter 3. And I'd like to encourage everyone to keep an open Bible this afternoon as we prepare to take just a few moments to talk about some things that we should be engaged in doing daily. You see, the Bible gives us instruction and examples concerning some things in which we should be doing daily. And since there are some things that we should be doing daily, as the Bible speaks about, we're going to take just a few moments this afternoon to explore five things that the Bible says or gives an example of some things in which we should be found doing daily. And I want to begin by reminding us that as Christians, we should be bearing our cross daily. You see there in Luke chapter 9, open up your Bibles with me if you will there to Luke chapter 9. And here in Luke chapter 9, Jesus is giving instruction to those who desire to follow him. And notice these words of Jesus with me found here in Luke chapter 9 and in verse number 23. There Jesus said, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself." Now watch it. "And take up his cross daily and follow me." Think about that. You see, as Christians, we have chosen to follow Jesus. And here Jesus gives the command that if you choose to follow me, if you desire to follow me, you need to take up your cross daily and follow me. You see, the cross in Jesus' day, it was a symbol of suffering. It was that which was used for capital punishment. And when those who heard Jesus say, "If you desire to follow me, take up your cross daily and follow me," they understood that following him, it wasn't going to be easy. They understood that if they desire and they chose to follow Jesus, that it was going to take total commitment, that it wasn't going to be for the weak and the weary. And we need to be mindful of the fact that as Christians, we have chosen to follow Jesus. And since we have chosen to follow Jesus, we need to be a people who are reminded of the need to take up our cross and to bear our cross daily. You know what that means? That means we are going to be totally committed to Jesus Christ every day. That means we are going to be a people who are going to be willing to suffer for cross, who are willing to bear our cross and suffer for Christ daily. That's what that means. That means we're going to be willing to suffer persecution. We're going to be willing to suffer shame. We're going to be willing to do whatever in order to continue to show our commitment and our allegiance to Christ. And we're going to be a people who bear our cross daily. And again, when Jesus says, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me," it's important to note that this is not to be an every once in a while thing. It's not to be a thing just when you feel like it. But rather, this is to be a daily thing. And we need to be reminded as Christians of the need to bear our cross daily. But I also suggest to us another thing that we learn from the scriptures in regard to what we ought to be doing daily. And that is, we should pray daily. We've talked a lot about prayer this day. We talked about it in our adult Bible study class. We talked about it in our sermon this morning. And again, I can't emphasize enough the necessity of prayer. We as Christians need to be a prayerful people. We as Christians need to be continually going to our Father in heaven in prayer and letting our request be made known to Him, as we talked about this morning. And we need to be reminded of the need, as we talked about this morning, to be praying without ceasing. Simply put, we need to be continual in prayer. We need to be praying day and night. When I think about being one who prays daily, being one who prays day and night, I think about the words of David found there in Psalm 88. Turn there to the 88th Psalm with me. And notice this here in Psalm 88, beginning here in verse number 1. And here is a psalm. And this is a prayer for help. And notice these words of the psalmist here, beginning in verse 1 of Psalm 88. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out when day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. Brethren, let me ask you a question. How often are you crying out to the Lord? How often are you going to our Father in heaven and petitioning Him in prayer? How often are you doing that? Are you doing it daily? Are you doing it day and night? Are you? If not, why not? You see, as we've talked many times, and we can't emphasize enough, there is power in prayer. There's power in prayer. James chapter 5, verse number 16 says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's power in prayer, brethren. We need to be mindful of that power that is in prayer. And let me ask you something. If you are one who is failing to go to God in prayer daily, I ask, why? Why? Why wouldn't you want to go to the Almighty, our Father in heaven, in prayer, and let your request be made known to Him, the one in whom nothing is impossible? Why? Why would you neglect that? You see, we need to be mindful of the power that is in prayer. We need to be mindful of the need to pray daily. There in Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, it is recorded, men ought to always pray and not lose heart. Simply put, the Bible's instructing us again to be continual in prayer. That's going to involve daily prayer. And we need to be a people who pray always. Morning, noon, and night. And times in between them. Again, we need to be mindful of the power that is in prayer, the need to pray, to let our requests be made known to God. And we need to be a people who, as Paul says there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 17, who prays without ceasing. But another thing that we learn from the Scriptures as an example of something we should be doing daily is that example of those noble Bereans that we find there in Acts chapter 17 and verse number 11. And as good Bible students, what do we find those noble Bereans of old doing there in Acts chapter 17 verse 11? Searching the Scriptures daily. Again, I ask the question, brother, how often are you searching the Scriptures? How often do you find yourself digging in the Word of God, reading it, and meditating upon it? Do you do that daily? Again, I ask, if not, why not? Again, we emphasized the importance of that this morning in our lesson about some backsliding preventatives. We emphasized that if we're going to be spiritually well, that we're going to have to spend time to often feed upon God's Word and to feed ourselves spiritually, aren't we? We understand that. And knowing that, we need to be a people who find ourselves searching the Scriptures daily, just as the noble Bereans of old
did.
As we find recorded there in Acts chapter 17, verse 11. Again, we need to be a people who desire the pure milk of the Word of God. We need to be a people who thirst and hunger for righteousness. We need to be a people who spend quality time each day searching the Scriptures, reading them, meditating upon them, and seeking to make proper application of those things. For as we learn there in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 16, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And we learn there in verse number 17 that the Word of God is able to thoroughly equip men for every good work. You see that? You see why we need to be spending time searching the Scriptures daily? Because as Paul reminds us there in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, it'd be in our best interest to do so. It's going to be profitable to us by doing that, isn't it? Knowing that, let's spend time daily searching the Scriptures. But I also suggest to us this afternoon another thing that we should be found doing daily. And that is, we need to be found exhorting one another daily. We learn about this there in Hebrews chapter 3. And go back there with me, if you will, there to Hebrews chapter 3. Steve read this for us a few moments ago. But again, I want us to notice the reason why the Bible says that we should be exhorting one another daily. Here in Hebrews chapter 3 and in verse number 12, the Hebrews writer gives a warning when he says, "Beware, brethren." By the way, anytime you come across those words, "beware," in the Scriptures, pay attention. Pay attention. Here we see the need to beware, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. And what's he say to do to help prevent that? He says, verse 13, "But exhort one another daily, while it is called today." Why? "Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." There it is. That's the reason why we need to be a people who are exhorting one another daily. And by the way, that word exhort there, it means to strongly urge or encourage someone to do something. And here, the Hebrews writer is giving that warning that we beware lest there is an evil heart of unbelief that comes upon any of us. We beware that we are overtaken by the deceitfulness of sin. And one of the ways that we can help prevent that from happening is by exhorting one another daily. By being there for one another. By encouraging one another. By strongly encouraging one another to keep on keeping on daily. You see the importance of that? You do, don't you? Sin, it is deceitful. And you want to know something? Daily, each and every one of us daily are faced with temptations of this life. We're faced with the sinfulness that is all around us. And if we're not careful, we can let that get the best of us, right? And we can fall right into that. We need to beware, brother, lest an evil heart of unbelief come upon any of us. Lest the deceitfulness of sin gets the best out of any of us. Because here's the thing. We all deal with daily temptations and struggles of this life. Not a one of us is immune to temptations and struggles in this life. And each of us daily face temptations, struggles, trials, persecutions. And let me tell you, when those things come upon us, it's not always easy to keep on keeping on, is it? It's not always easy. That's why it's important, brethren, that we take heed to this instruction of the Hebrews writer found here in Hebrews chapter 3 and in verse number 13. That's why it's important that we seek to to strongly urge and encourage each other daily to keep on keeping on. How you doing with that, brother? How you doing? How many phone calls are you making to your brother each day? How many text messages are you sending to your brother each day? How many visits are you taking and spending time with your brother each day? How you doing? It's important. You see, God understands that we need each other. We need to understand that we need each other. And we need to be a people who seek to daily encourage one another. For as we learn here in Hebrews chapter 3 and in verse number 13, that we are to exhort one another daily. But I also suggest to us one more thing this afternoon that we need to be found doing daily. And that is, we need to be promoting unity daily. Once again, I appreciate the good prayer that David led us in before our service this afternoon. I appreciate that prayer that David prayed for us here at Belleville to be found in unity. Because you want to know something about unity, brethren? God desires for His people to be united. God desires for unity among His people. And when I think about unity, when I think about a good example of those who practice unity, I can't help but to think about the early Christians that we find recorded there in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 46. Turn there to Acts 2 with me. As good Bible students, we're familiar with the context here in Acts chapter 2. We're familiar with Peter and the other apostles preaching Jesus and Him crucified on the day of Pentecost. And then you remember those who heard, they some of them were cut to the heart, and they asked that all-important question there in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. What was that question there in Acts 2:37, rather? What was that question? Men and brethren, what should we do? What did Peter say? Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. We go on to see, dropping down there to verse number 41 of Acts chapter 2, that on that day, about 3,000 souls received that word of Peter's and were baptized. And then we see, dropping down there to verse number 42, that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. And dropping down there to verse number 46, and that's what I want us to pay attention to. We see there where it reads, so continuing daily, how? With one accord. You know what that means? With one accord, it simply means that they did so with agreement. It means they expressed unity. And how did they do this? How were they expressing unity? Daily. The Bible says daily. Continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. What a great example of those who promoted unity. And here, brethren, we find recorded that those early Christians, they were a people who promoted unity daily. The things that they did daily, they did so in agreement. And we too need to be mindful of the need to be a people who daily promote unity and harmony among one another. Sadly, I've known of some brethren who are prone to talk about and tear one another down daily. I've known of brethren who daily they're talking about others. They're talking about their brothers and sisters, and they're ridiculing them and they're tearing them down. But instead of biting and devouring one another daily, brethren, we need to be a people who are promoting unity daily. We need to be a people who, instead of tearing one another down, are a people who are building one another up, as we talked about earlier, there in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. And we need to be mindful of the fact that God desires and expects His people to be unified. There in Psalm 133 and in verse number 1, we find recorded, "Behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Amen. Amen. It is a beautiful thing when brethren promote and dwell together in unity. And brethren, may we all be a people who strive to promote unity daily. Once more, I ask, how are you doing with these things? How are you doing with these things? Are you found doing these things daily? Are you? If not, why not? For as we learn, it will not only be profitable for us as individuals to be found doing these things daily, but it's also going to be profitable for those around us. Knowing that, let's be a people who are found doing the things that we have discussed here this afternoon daily. Maybe there is one here this afternoon who has not yet submitted himself in obedience to the Lord and His will. You have an opportunity to do that this very hour. We encourage you not to wait, but to obey tonight. For you have heard the word of God. And if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the one true living God, you can make a change in your life. You can repent of your sins. You can confess Jesus Christ, and you can be baptized into Christ this very hour. You can be baptized for the remission of your sins. You can have your sins washed away. And you can be raised up out of that watery grave, a baptism to walk in a newness of life. And you too can have that hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. And may we all always remember the need to continue to always keep on keeping on. The need to continue to remain faithful unto death. For as Jesus promised in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Maybe there's one here this afternoon who's already submitted himself in obedience to the Lord and His will, but maybe you haven't been faithful. Maybe you've been struggling with the deceitfulness of sin. You're encouraged to repent of your sins, confess them to God, ask Him for His forgiveness. Get back on that straight, narrow path that leads to life this very hour. We still have that opportunity to do so. And if you'd like to enlist the prayers of the saints here on your behalf, we'd be more than willing to pray with or for you. So if there would be one here this afternoon who would be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever your need may be, won't you let that need be made known now while making your way toward the front while we stand and sing the song to Max's Slayer.